Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. It's National Robotics Week, and today the Viterbi Engineering School at the University of Southern California opened its doors to the community to show what researchers have been working on. Emmanuel Martinez went to check it out.
Robots were strutting their stuff in classrooms at the Ronald Tudor Hall in the Engineering School at USC today. Some could fly, a few could move their limbs, and others could talk.
You chose the workout game.
We have different kinds of robots, and our idea is to have all these robots collaborating to achieve tasks that can't be achieved with one single robot.
That's Jörg Mueller. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the Viterbi School of Engineering. He and his fellow researchers mounted a series of cameras and sensors on a drone so it can determine its position within any room.
It has a sonar sensor that can measure the height, and internally it has an orientation sensor that can measure how the robot is tilted to keep it in a horizontal and stable position.
Other robots use sensors to differentiate between people and objects. PR2 is a humanoid because it has eyes, arms, and ears. According to Amin Atrash, a researcher at Viterbi, PR2 sees you as a big blob, then tries to determine whether you have bones or not.
How well does the skeleton fit? If it's good enough, then it says that must be a person. If the skeleton doesn't fit, then it's probably not a person.
The researchers designed PR2 to be used in an everyday environment like a home or office.
When I started robotics 15 years ago, most of the robots were either driving robots like military or aircraft.
But there's still a ways to go, like being able to hold a conversation.
One of the things that I look at is like dialogue management. I can talk to the robot, he can talk back. That's still very like much in its infancy. We're still working on those. Those are much more difficult problems.
Other problems include task management and having robots effectively pick up objects. So Terminator won't be ruling the world anytime soon. Well, at least not until Mueller, Atrash, and other Viterbi researchers figure it out.
Awesome.
Emmanuel Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.